This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
A presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply, Kyle Reed of the Douglas Forest Protective Association. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk about the fire situation for DFPA around the area. How are things doing?
You know, it's been a long couple weeks, but things are starting to look a lot better for us. You know, you go back to, the lightning storm on August 1st, and really, you know, there was some lightning that we were involved with a week or so before that, which ignited some fires farther to the east of us on the Umpqua. But ever since then, we've been very busy, very engaged with lightning-caused fires. As we all know, the Skyline Ridge was a result of that. Things are looking really good in there. That fire is now at 62% contained, still sitting at 5,760 acres. Yesterday was a great test on that fire. We had a cold front that moved through the area, and when you have a cold front that moves through in front of that front, you have some really strong gusty winds. And those fires within Skyline Ridge held. We had no additional spread, so that's a very great thing. Over the coming days, probably by the end of the week, we're going to see a very much smaller footprint out here. Fire camp will be shrinking drastically. A lot of the resources that are no longer needed are being demobed, either to go home to get some rest or to other fires to be used there. And, by the end of the week, fire camp's going to be gone, and we're just going to have some local resources working on that fire.
Well, it's been a very busy time, and while things look better now, we're really only about halfway through fire season.
Yeah, you know, we're actually kind of at the peak of fire season for us historically, so we still have a long way to go. With this little front that pushed through, we got some drizzle in places, and actually a little bit of heavier drizzle to shower than others. So, looks like we had a couple hundredths of an inch through a lot of the district. A couple of the stations showed a little heavier precipitation, up to about a tenth of an inch or so. And that's great for the short term, great for these fires. The humidity just coming up is a big benefit. But in the long term, you know, this is just a drop in the bucket. There's a lot of fire season in front of us. And while this is really going to help kind of those finer fuels for a couple days, those heavier fuels that really drive our fires, this isn't going to make much of a difference on those, and really isn't going to change fire conditions for all that very long.
And what are we seeing in terms of the forecast for the next month or so in terms of temperatures and precipitation expected?
Well, for the next week or so, we have some fairly good weather forecasted, especially compared to what we've been seeing for the last couple weeks to a month. Temperatures look like they're going to be closer to the low to mid 80s, more normal conditions than what we would typically see for, summer months here in the Umpqua. But still looking at that long-term forecast, we're still not seeing any precipitation of significance in sight. And that's what we really need to really start seeing fire conditions deteriorate. As we get farther, into the end of the month and into September, we really start seeing those days getting shorter. So that does help by, shrinking those burn periods. Having less sunlight during the day actually makes fire conditions a lot of times a little bit less. But it really takes that moisture, and we're just not seeing that in the forecast yet.
And what are people needing to keep in mind in terms of the fire regulations right now?
We've still had a hard time, with public use restrictions violations and illegal burns. So we're still at that extreme fire danger threshold. So activities such as mowing dead or dry grass, non-industrial chainsaw use, cutting, grinding, welding metal, and then other power-driven machinery that's not mentioned in the restrictions are all prohibited right now. We understand this restricts a lot of things that people would like to do around their home. As things start wrapping up, we can start looking at, possibilities for waivers or things like that to, site-specific, look at some projects for people to complete. But overall, we really need to get a break in this, the fire danger before we can drop that.
Anything else people ought to know about our current situation?
you know, there's a lot of people out here doing a lot of good work. And, you know, I mentioned the Skyline fire earlier, but there's still other active fires in the area. So we have, you know, there's still people working on the Jack fire up on the Umpqua. We have the Rough Patch complex, which is in northern Douglas County, southern Lane County there on the Umpqua National Forest, as well as the Devil's Knob complex down there in the Tiller Country on the Umpqua National Forest. So there's still a lot of fire on the landscape right now. And that's the same story when you look regionally. You know, there's a lot of fire in the Pacific Northwest and a lot of fire in, you know, the Western United States in general. So there's not a lot of extra resources out there. That's kind of the common theme we've seen the last couple of years, just with all the different fires. There's not a lot of extra personnel or equipment to go around. So anything we can do to prevent these fires or mitigate, you know, how big they get by hopping on them early is going to be essential going forward.
Kyle Reed of the Douglas Forest Protective Association, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
8:41 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.